This article was previously published on Guelph Today. A boundary review is underway with 7 options initially on the table for the new Guelph High School. In all boundary options, once the new high school opens, it will have less than 700 students to start and only have students in grade 9 and 10 for the first school year. All 3 current public high schools in Guelph, in total, are over capacity, at 128% combined. The new school's target opening date is September 2026 and will be built for 900 students. The opening will reduce overcrowding at the high schools and bring the capacity to 107%, says an Upper Grand District School Board Finance and Facilities report to be tabled at a February 11 meeting. The board is aiming to fill the school's pupil places within 4 years. The school is supposed to accommodate future expansion with new residential developments like the city's Claire Maltby Secondary Plan. It's an overarching planning document for a 414-hectare parcel of land expected to become home for 16,000 new residents once it's built out. It's slated to become mostly residential lands, with a mix of recreational, retail, service commercial uses and includes parks and trails. The Finance and Facilities report referenced proposed developments in the area and shows the Claire Maltby development area with over 9,000 units. The school's boundaries are based on which elementary schools are directed to the new high school. The options aim to assign the closest elementary school boundaries to the new school. In all options, students in grade 11 and 12 come 2026 can continue going to the high school they were at in grade 10. Here are the boundary review options. Option 1. Students from elementary public schools, Westminster Woods, Sir Isaac Brock, Rockwood Centennial and Aberfoyle will be directed to the new Guelph High School for grade 9 and 10 when it opens. In 2026, elementary schools originally directed to Guelph CVI will be redirected to Centennial CVI. The schools are Gateway, Taylor Evans and Westwood. The new high school would have 510 students when it opens. A projected 180 students from Centennial, 190 from GCVI and 140 from John F. Ross would go to the new school. The largest reduction in enrollment between the high schools is at GCVI. It's projected to be reduced by 400 when the new school opens. Option 2. Students from elementary schools, Westminster Woods, Isaac Brock, Rockwood Centennial, Rickson Ridge and Aberfoyle would be directed to the new high school for grade 9 and 10 when it opens. In 2026, elementary schools originally directed to GCVI will be redirected to Centennial. The schools are Gateway, Taylor Evans, and Mitchell Woods. The new school would have 680 students when it opens. A projected 300 students from Centennial, 240 from GCVI and 140 from John F. Ross would go to the new school. The largest reduction in enrollment between the high schools is at GCVI. It's projected to be reduced by 450 when the new school opens. Option 3. Students from elementary schools, Westminster Woods, Sir Isaac Brock, Rockwood Centennial and Rickson Ridge would be directed to the new high school for grade 9 and 10 when it opens. In 2026, elementary schools originally directed to GCVI will be redirected to Centennial. The schools are Gateway, Taylor Evans and Mitchell Woods. The new school would have 600 students when it opens. A projected 220 students from Centennial, 240 from GCVI and 140 from John F. Ross would go to the new school. The largest reduction in enrollment between the high schools is at GCVI. It's projected to be reduced by 450 students when the new school opens. Option 4. Students from elementary schools, Westminster Woods, Sir Isaac Brock, Rockwood Centennial and Rickson Ridge would be directed to the new high school for grade 9 and 10 when it opens. In 2026, elementary schools originally directed to GCVI will be redirected to Centennial. The schools are Gateway and Taylor Evans. Ken Danby will be redirected to John F. Ross. The new school would have 600 students when it opens. A projected 190 students from Centennial, 130 from GCVI and 280 from John F. Ross would go to the new school. The largest reduction in enrollment between the high schools is at GCVI. It's projected to be reduced by 350 students when the new school opens. Option 5. Students from elementary schools, Westminster Woods, Sir Isaac Brock and Rickson Ridge would be directed to the new high school for grade 9 and 10 when it opens. In 2026, elementary schools originally directed to GCVI will be redirected to Centennial. The schools are Gateway and Taylor Evans. Ken Danby will be redirected to John F. Ross. The new school would have 480 students when it opens. A projected 190 students from Centennial, 130 from GCVI and 160 from John F. Ross would go to the new school. The largest reduction in enrollment between the high schools is at GCVI. It's projected to be reduced by 350 students when the new school opens. Option 6. Students from elementary schools, Westminster Woods, Sir Isaac Brock and Rickson Ridge would be directed to the new high school for grade 9 and 10 when it opens. In 2026, elementary schools originally directed to GCVI will be redirected to Centennial. The schools are Gateway and Taylor Evans. Ken Danby and William C. Weingard will be redirected to John F. Ross. The new school would have 680 students when it opens. A projected 170 students from Centennial, 130 from GCVI and 380 from John F. Ross would go to the new school. The largest reduction in enrollment between the high schools is at GCVI. It's projected to be reduced by 350 students when the new school opens. Option 7. Students from elementary schools, Westminster Woods, Sir Isaac Brock and Rickson Ridge would be directed to the new high school for grade 9 and 10 when it opens. In 2026, elementary schools originally directed to GCVI will be redirected to Centennial. These schools are Gateway and Taylor Evans. Kenny Danby and William C. Weingard will be redirected to John F. Ross. The new school would have 480 students when it opens. A projected 120 students from Centennial, 130 from GCVI and 230 from John F. Ross would go to the new school. The largest reduction in enrollment between the high schools is for GCVI. It's projected to be reduced by 350 students when the new school opens. In a boundary review survey with 21 respondents, the main considerations, based on importance for the review, were walkability, school community, friendships, and teachers, staff. There are two open houses where the public can learn about the boundaries and give feedback. The first is February 19th from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. at Centennial, and the second is March 6th from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. at John F. Ross. A final decision on the boundary is expected in June or September.